Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
I love our callers. We get such happy little phone calls. Good morning to you too, sir. So Dr. Drew was canceled on CNN because he had the audacity to say that Hillary Clinton might not be the healthiest person to run for president. Does that chap your ass, Mr. Last Caller? Does it? Because you're obviously a Hillary Clinton supporter, and that's why you're so aggravated. He probably didn't like what I said about guns or Hillary or both. I don't know, and I don't care. You got something to say to me? Call me and say it. I'll put you on the air. But see, he didn't have the cojones to call me while I was on the air. He waited until a commercial break to call me because he didn't have the cojones. He had the little tiny cojones to only call me while I was on a commercial break. 844-544-8255. If you have some real cojones, you call me when we're on the air, where everybody can hear you. You don't hide behind your phone, behind the wheel of your car. You don't hide behind social media. Okay. I didn't break any FCC rules by saying what I just said. Just so you know. I'm well aware of what those rules are. Okay? So, please don't send me little messages from the station. They're telling me to calm down. You want good radio? This guy called me and just said my show wasn't energetic enough.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. You're connected to the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the award-winning Doherty Report. Executed perfectly and within all FCC guidelines at all times. So we get this caller who says nasty, horrible things to me during a break and then hangs up on me. And, you know, I kind of think we had to come up with adjectives to describe how small this guy's berries are. And I initially used a Spanish word, which the station didn't like, although it's acceptable and within the rules. So I thought I'd use some English words to also describe this caller who apparently doesn't like my show. Maybe because we talked about the Second Amendment and Second Amendment rights and Hillary Clinton and where her cell phones are, her unknown cell phones. But I mean, it's not like when I talked about this guy, I didn't use words like balls, nuts, testes. I didn't use those words. I tried to use a word that I thought would be acceptable. And it was acceptable. under the rules. So I don't really get it. I mean, I didn't say testicles or eggs. I could have said those things. I was trying to be, you know, a little more subtle. But the radio station apparently didn't like my choice of word, although acceptable under the rules. So I'm just trying to find a word that might work for these people. Let me see. There's about 100 words here. I could do this for a while. Let's see. Basket, bollocks, genitalia. I wonder if any of those would work. Bollocks. I don't know. I'll keep working on it. I'll come up with a word that is not Spanish that will work for you. How's that?